Just a second. How much matzah do we have to eat? So we have to eat a kazayas. What is a kazayas? So we ordinarily say that a kazayas is the volume of an olive, of a large olive. Now, we have two opinions. One opinion says that our olives became smaller and that an olive is really twice the size of an olive today. Well, that's a very stringent opinion, which we go with when necessary, when it's biblical mitzvot, if possible, if it doesn't matter. So then you'd eat a whole matzah. To satisfy that opinion, so you'd eat a whole machine-made matzah. And then you've covered that opinion, and that's what we showed here. Now this is, we ground up about a third of a matzah, between a third and a half, and it came out, I would say, about the volume of an olive. So the question is, are olives correct or not? When necessary, we go with that volume. Now, so if there aren't a lot of matzahs to go around, then you'd use what we showed over here, a third of a matzah. See the missing part over here? Right? This is a little under a half, and that came out to about the volume of a large olive. You see it here in the cup. We ground it up, and we even lost a few pieces on the way. So that's okay. Now, this is an estimation. The halacha did not expect you to sit and measure things accurately. So the estimation, yeah, that's what the halacha wanted. The Torah was given so you can observe it without sitting there with scales and measurements. So you estimate this is about it, and that's it. Fine, on a hand matzah, it comes out also to about between a third and a half a hand matzah. And there you have your kezayit. So that's how much matzah you have to eat. Now, what about maror? So same thing, only with maror, we're more lenient. It's a rabbinic mitzvah, so there's no reason to go so stringent and eat double the volume. Now, with maror, there's a trick. If you're going to get the leafy part, so then you really need a lot. Could you pass me one, please? One maror? Just one. I don't need the whole bowl. Just one. Okay. If you're getting a leafy part, so you get this whole big leaf, but is this the volume of an olive or not? That's a tricky question. You got to really, like, roll it up and see. Yeah, it should be there. Yeah, that whole big leaf. I'm not crunching it, but that whole big leaf is about the volume of an olive. And the reason it is because it has this thick spine here. If it didn't have this, then it wouldn't even amount to that. So the trick is to try and get the spine. If you get the spine, see the white part of the leafy vegetable, the white part of the lettuce. So then that, you know, that doesn't crunch up too much. You get a small piece and you're already pretty close to the volume of an olive. You saw what I had, right? Okay, so there you have it. So there's your kezayis. Now, I remember as a child, we always loved eating our korech sandwich, right? Because we'd cake it on with charoses, put in a leafy vegetable. What a sandwich. That's not the idea. The idea of the charoses is you dip and you shake off and you have only a little bit left on it when you're eating your maror or korech. Later on during the meal, everyone smothers over the charoses, which I'm sure you guys are all going to do. There's never any leftovers. It's delicious, very good. But when you're eating the maror and the korech sandwich, so the idea is the maror should not be mixed with charoset. You're just dipping it in, and our sages had a tradition that by dipping it in, that would soften the blow of the maror. But not to have a sandwich mixed with a ton of charoses and maror. So I would recommend each of you take whatever maror you like, and now let's see what we're going to do. Look over your maror, because these leaves were very dirty. Like, yes, sir.
So, the maror is pretty bitter. It has a pretty bitter message.